be here. And maybe they'll get to have a ceremony at some point this summer. But I think every student that graduates ought to have a moment that somebody claps and says, well done.
Yeah.
And they need that moment to put that tassel over. That's a big thing, big thing. And homeschooling is every parent's right, and we would fight to defend that right. And I'm glad that there are parents that have educated their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, as well as math, English, and science. I want to close with just a quick thought, and I know what time it is. We're normally out right about now. Let me give you a quick thought, though. It wouldn't be a graduation night or a grad night without just a little bit of a charge. I had a lot of scriptures. We're not going to have time to look at it, but everybody in here is familiar with the story of Joseph. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible because it shows that God's always got a plan, even when it doesn't seem like it. Joseph was a young man born. His mother was the beloved wife. If you remember the story, you remember his father fell in love with a woman, but when he got ready to get married, he was deceived and married to a woman he didn't love. And I've always felt horrible for Leah in this story, horrible for her to be in a loveless marriage like that. But then he had to work 7 more years, and he ended up marrying Joseph's mother. But then she was barren. She wasn't able to have children. And then Joseph finally was the answer to that promise. Joseph was born. He was the favored son, but that brought about a lot of hatred toward him. He had brothers that resented his glory, resented his position, resented the love that he received. And we know how one day he had a dream, and he shared that dream with his brothers. It was a weird dream, but the dream was interpreted to mean that one day they would be serving him, and he was the youngest. And that didn't abode well with them. It made them angry, and they beat him up, and they threw him down an old well. We know that later in that same chapter, some men came by, and they literally sold their baby brother into slavery. He was taken from there down to Egypt. He was sold to a man named Potiphar. They literally took that beautiful jacket that his father, that token of his father's love, and they ripped it up and shredded it, poured blood all over it, told the dad that he'd been killed by a wild animal. And they watched their dad sit there and weep and grieve and cry. Meanwhile, Joseph is in a prison-style wagon with bars around it. He's now a captive, and he's taken, and he's sold to a very wealthy man. But Joseph gave it to the Lord and stayed faithful. He rose to great prominence. One day, though, Potiphar's wife cast her eyes upon him. And even though he could have engaged in some things that might have been pleasurable for a moment, he knew it was dishonorable. And he stayed with what he knew was right. Well, that scorned her. She accused him of doing something that he didn't do. Then he was cast into prison, an innocent man. He spent a certain amount of time there in prison. There was one point that he did something and he thought he was going to be able to get out. And he was promised that when the person he helped got out of prison, that I would see to it that you get justice and get out of here. Well, that person got out and forgot about him, and he spent more years there. Finally, you know the story of how he interprets a dream for Pharaoh. It took years between the two things happening. Down the road, Pharaoh has this horrible dream, and nobody can decipher it. But Joseph had the power of God on his life. And somebody remembered that when I was in prison, this man in prison interpreted my dream, and it came to pass. What he said would happen, happened. So they brought him up before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh made a promise to him that if he could interpret the dream, he would give him great reward. Well, he goes before Pharaoh, he hears the dream, he interprets the dream, and his interpretation is accurate. Well, Pharaoh then brings him out, and the Bible says that he is made second in command over all of Egypt. That's an amazing story because he's not even an Egyptian. He's a stranger from a foreign land, came to their country as a prisoner, a slave. There was nobody higher in Egypt except for Pharaoh himself. Then we see the story how later on he has a restoration with his brothers, and that relationship becomes restored. And the story ends with Joseph being greatly blessed by the hand of God, and the latter years of his life were wonderful and blessed. Even though it was a long journey with a lot of letdown and a lot of trial. And you know, as we look at the Word of God in light of it being a parallel, there are certain things that we can see the story of Joseph as we look at the development of life and what it takes to get somewhere in life. And y'all have completed your first real big task. This is huge what you've done. It took you 12, possibly 13 years, counting K4, to do this. And there are things that, you know, you're going to learn from all of this. Things that we can look at the story of Joseph and realize. Things such as life is hard. And nobody cares about your sad story. We can look at Joseph. Nobody cared what he had been through. Life was hard for him. Nobody cared to hear it. Nobody cared to help. But there he was. And often he gave it to the Lord because there just was simply no one else to give it to. Beloved, I wish I could tell you that life won't be hard. Everything you accomplish will come through sweat. And there will be obstacles and detractors. But you can have success in spite of the hardness. And Joseph shows us that. We see in the life of Joseph that we have dreams. He had dreams. You and I have dreams. There's nothing like the dreaming of a young person. You're dreaming. Right now you're wondering, what will my life be like in 30 years? Who will I marry? What will my kids look like? All those things are still ahead for you. What will my career be? Where will I end up accomplishing? Where will life take me? And young men, young women are full of dreams, just as Joseph was. But you know, dreams have to be pursued with patience and persistence. We see that in the life of Joseph. His dreams didn't come easy and they didn't come quick. But his dreams did come. They were fulfilled. Every dream that he had as a boy ended up being fulfilled. But we also know that every dream comes with detractors. Sometimes there will be people stand between you and your dream. There'll be things stand between you and your dreams. Sometimes there will be distractions that come along to pull you away from the things that God put in your mind as an early person, as a young person. There'll be detours and all those things. But your dreams have to be pursued with patience and persistence. But here's the final thought. From the life of Joseph, we see this truth. I don't want you to forget it. As your pastor tonight, who's so proud of you, not everybody makes it to this point. And y'all did. And I want to make a big deal about it because it is a big deal. It's an accomplishment. But moving forward, you're going to go to a new level of difficulty. You got to know that. Life is no place for sissies. It's no place for weak. People that are good at making excuses are rarely good at anything else. If you're going to rise to the top, you're going to have to do it on purpose. And along the way, you're going to hit trial after trial after trial. And we learn from Joseph this final thought. Are you ready for it? If you will put your today in God's hands, He will hold your tomorrow as well. Every time Joseph was in a situation, he put it in God's hands. And he just did what was right. Just did what was right. And God held his tomorrow. God ensured his path ended where God wanted him to end. And God will do the same for you. As you're going through life, put every day, when you wake up every morning, put that day in God's hands. And do what God wants you to do. And do what God has commanded you to do. And do what the Word of God instructs you to do. You give God every day, and He will hold your tomorrow as well. Stay with God. Keep your faith in God, and don't ever settle for what the devil wants you to have. If you'll do these things, your life, as Joseph's, will end in an amazing, unexplainable way. One day you'll look back and say, I just praise the Lord because I don't know how these things could have happened without Him. That's the life I wish for you. Congratulations. I want y'all to come up here and stand with me. And I'd like, if you're a parent in the room of one of these, you come up and stand with us. We're going to get a picture, and then we're going to dismiss. Come on up here, you guys. Come up here. I want to get a picture. I'm going to ask any parent in the room to come and stand up here as well. And do I have an official person for Town East that can take a picture and send it to me? Miss Boring, you don't mind taking a picture and sending it to me? All right. Get on up here. Everybody stretch out a little bit across here. We'll kind of look angle this way. Miss Boring, if you'll kind of stand and shoot it this way, we can kind of angle without the pulpit obstructing us. Let them get fixed there. There we go. Everybody looking good? All right. Take other pictures. Hold your spot. There's other people shooting pictures here. All right. It's a night to remember. It's a night for our church family to be happy tonight. This is our church family, young people, man. Isn't it good that God's doing good things in their lives? All right, I'm going to ask any of y'all that need to go back, parents and graduates, if you'll go back to your tables and get in place. We got people that are going to want to come by and see you for a moment. Have a cupcake. Thank you again. Amen. Amen. I keep trying to talk to them about going to the University of Arkansas, where they can learn to be winners. Oh, my. How many of you can say it's been a sweet night tonight? Hasn't it been a sweet night? This was worth coming to. This was worth getting up from that Sunday afternoon nap and coming on to church. And I hope that you will go back there for just, you don't have to stay long. Nobody's expecting you to stay long. Go back there, though, and just go by each table and wish them some love. And then maybe grab you a cupcake and some punch, and then you can get on your way. You don't have to stay late. But we do want to go back there and love on them a second. Don't forget all of our announcements. There was a bunch of them, but there's a lot of stuff still coming up. We're shifting from school events to church events, which I believe are just as important. We got to always be trying to build our church. Some of these events are going to be church events, youth camp, VBS, all that kind of stuff. We need your help with a lot of this, and if you'll do that, God will bless you. God will bless you. All right. What a sweet and beautiful night. Let's all stand together to be dismissed. Amen. Brother Terry, do you remember graduating? I think I was told that they gave you a diploma and said, get out. You know, you've been here 16 years, it's time to go. It's kind of like at that Chinese buffet the other day. He came out and said, you've been here for 4 hours, go, get out. But what year did you graduate? 85. I'm class of 88. Anybody else class of 88? Yeah, shut up. I won't hold your youth and inexperience against you. Thank you, Ronald Reagan. What year were you? 88 is great. 88 is great. Yeah, these little punks around here will tell me, I wasn't even born when you graduated high school. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I get it. It's Christy Windhorst. Hey, that was a beautiful song this morning. Beautiful song. I love that. Love that. Let's bow for a word of prayer, and we'll be dismissed. And man, so many beautiful things going on. Honduras trip coming up. I'm going to Peru. We need your prayers for all that. Some big things, big things. Brother Broke, it's good to see you, buddy. Would you lead us in a word of prayer to take us home and dismiss us from tonight?